start. I was methodical in my approach to hiring, and it took some days away from us to chase that staff. But when they got on board, the things that we wanted to do in the short term were those needs that the team had to have and had to have quickly, and we started fast and really got a foothold on the defensive line, in the first signing period. And but as the staff became connected, they did a really great job in terms of representing Kansas and really signing this class. I also want to thank their family, because what happens is, as an assistant coach, you leave Sunday, you come back Friday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday you recruit, and it's a full-time job. And the people that suffer certainly are the wives and children of those men that are assistant coaches, and I want to thank them as well. And there were a number of people that contributed to this this class who were not on the road. Men that were in the backdrop, women that were in the backdrop that helped in travel and helped in setting up what was the weekends. So I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with such a loyal and dedicated group. So great day for Kansas football. We had 19 signees. There's a rare combination here between strong and thick and physical and athletic and with speed. And the Kansas brand helped us tremendously. It stands for academics. It stands for great athletics. And the people that went to school here and carry the message that they had when they were students here, it's tremendous for us. We use it really on a regular basis. So, it's a place with a lot to offer, and I think we sold that great. I think our guys approached the opportunity to play and the making your 4 years count at Kansas was a part of really the mantra that allowed us to be successful. So, this is a family atmosphere. I think you'll find that the today's student athlete and certainly their parents, they want that relationship that looks like a family to them, and that they can kind of attach themselves, and I think that we portrayed that, and I think that's us. So we started in the Kansas footprint. We took three from the state: Jaden Russell, a strong safety, long body, plays corner as well. Mason Fairchild, a big tight end, able to run and catch, 6'5", 250. Amari Pesek Hickson, a big back, right out of Olathe. So we got a nice start from this state in this area. We went to Texas thereafter, and we went after Stephen Parker, who was a four-star and the defensive player of the year in the state of Texas. Landed him, which we were very thrilled about. Velton Gardner from Dallas, also running back, 31. The 24/7 rivals, people kind of put him at the 31st prospect in the state. And Tory Lachlan, who also was a quarterback athlete out of Texas. The class represents 12 states, three in Kansas, three in Texas, two in Georgia, Florida for two, Alabama for two, and in Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Nebraska, all for one. Class has 8 on offense, 10 on defense, 14 high school players, 5 junior college players, 1 specialist kicker that we just are allowed to talk about as he got his housing application in. So The key is to fill the roster and to fill that roster answering the needs of your football team. Thomas McVitie was a quarterback. We felt like we had to have a guy that could, you know, with graduation, we had to have a guy that could stand in there, throw, but he is also mobile. He's a 6'5", 220-pound quarterback that really can really sling it. So Jordan Medley came out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. Again, a 6'1", probably 4'5", quarterback who can throw it as well. And Tory Lachlan, dual threat quarterback, again, in a position where is if, in fact, Thomas McVitie is the starter, possibly we have a second behind him, we might find one of those two to go to the to another spot. But we feel very confident that they'll give us an opportunity at quarterback with them before that happens. And the defensive line we had after graduation, just a very slim number. So we had to take numbers at the defensive line. We took four guys, and Malcolm Lee, 6'5", 290, a sophomore junior college guy. Caleb Sampson, 6'3", 290, junior college as well. Dejon Terry, 6'4", 350. I would not want to block that lad, but a true freshman. And Marcus Harris, high school lad, is also 6'2", 265 right now, but will develop very, very nicely. The running backs, we had Amari Pesek Hickson, and again, right here from the Kansas City area, and can catch it and can run, and really is going to be a big back for us that we really need. The key, too, was we were going to look for some receivers that had height. There's plenty of receivers on our team with speed agility and capabilities, but we needed a group of men that could go up and get balls. And Israel Naylor, 6'4", talented receiver, dominant guy, not afraid to block, 210 pounds. Andrew Parchment, 6'2", great athlete, great speed, good hands. Again, needs. We needed tall, athletic wide receivers, and those guys that we went after and got them. We had a nice physical tight end, Mason Fairchild. He's out of the Wichita area. Very can catch it and can big, strong, capable 6'5" guy. So how he'll turn out will be very helpful. So and the kicker that can kick it 60, the nice all district, all state kind of guy from Westerville, Ohio, when we get down in the back end of contest and we look for somebody to go step in there and kick one through, we will be very confident in him. So on defense, talked about the defensive line. We talked about Stephen Parker and Gavin Potter at linebacker, but there's another, Jeremy Robinson, a 6'4", 220-pound, just has speed, slams a basketball, is a really good basketball player, an all-state, played on a team that won the state championship in basketball. So we're going to have a great future at some of those linebacking spots with those lads. We had three defensive backs, with Jaden Russell being in-state. Valerian Agua is a guy that's out of Florida. And Kenny Logan, a three-sport athlete, not afraid of contact, guy that's a really, really good corner. So we have three secondary backs that can step in there and play. This class will have the ability to compete for championships. It's the style of team, the speed that will develop nicely. So we're proud. I think the coaching staff did a great job. And what I'm used to doing is giving you guys a picture of some of these guys. So if somebody has just hit this, you ready to roll? Any questions?
Well, we're going to take questions now. We've got microphones on either side, so please raise your hand and let us get the microphones to you. And just identify yourself and your outlet, please.
Hey, Les. Jesse Newell, Kansas City Star. I know you talked about having a blend with this class, but it seemed like size might have been important for you. You talked about the size of running backs, receivers, quarterback. Was that something you
I think physical football has to be played by big men at some point in time. Even the wide receivers looking for height and size. I think it's a necessity at some point in time. And the offensive line is probably the next place that we're going to go. But we feel like this year's offensive line should be in pretty good shape, but we'll have to address that next year quickly.
Ben Smith, Lawrence Journal World. It looks like this class ended up being a little bit bigger than you might have expected when you first came in. Did you end up doing more scholarship players than you anticipated?
Really anticipated this number kind of from the start.
And how many of these guys are scholarship players?
They're all going to come on our team and play and on scholarship.
Scott Chasen, 24/7 Sports. Coach, could you talk through the recruiting battle for Stephen Parker a little bit?
Well, first of all, Emmett Jones did a great job there and represented us extremely well, but it was there were some we went in home visits and used the ability to be in their home and to be with them, and it was routine, by the number of events that we could be with them, but it was not routine. It's a man that wanted to be a part of something special and would got attached to us, and the school supported that decision, and we end up with a very, very fine player and a good person. What happened to him, one of the things that excited me about him is the teachers and the principals and the people came out of their classroom to come to tell me, I'm going to just tell you about Stephen Parker, and it was special. So,
Okay. Hey, Les, Matt Tate from the Journal World.
Hey, Matt.
When you were introduced back in November, you talked about just being excited to be back in it, right? And how much did this process, recruiting, going out and visiting kids, and then actually signing day, getting letters, faxes, if that's still a thing,
Not faxes, but pictures.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm old school. So how much did that add to the juice of just your excitement to be back in it?
I got to be honest with you. It's really about Kansas. It's a special place. It's a place where you can get revved up because the people that you serve are great people. That family environment is very obvious. I'm fired up, but I want to bring a quality athlete to a place that's going to take care of them. This is that place.
One more to the coaching staff, and you had a change in the middle of this thing from what you thought you'd have. How big of a challenge was that, especially at the offensive coordinator position, and just in general the challenge of putting together staff while trying to recruit too?
Well, it was certainly time consuming. Steve Beiter gave me some help. He did some things, running around and doing administratively that allowed me to recruit and go after, those assistant coaches that I felt like would be a fit for Kansas, would understand, the brand and what we were expected to be. And I think it went fine. I can't imagine that it would have gone any different considering I didn't bring a staff. If I bring a staff with me right away, you know, somebody said to me the other day, you didn't hire your best friends. And no, that's a fact. What I went after was a professional that would enjoy being at a place like Kansas, who wanted to represent education when they came into the home, and guys that had history of recruiting in this footprint. So,
Coach Cameron in the back.
Yeah, Coach Danny Wolniak, KCTV 5. Talk about the recruiting process for Amari Hickson, and if he was a surprise at all for you, and how excited you are to have him.
We saw him early. Like, one of the things that I did in my early days here is we popped up the top prospects in Kansas, and so I studied that group, and he was a part of that group, and I think he was already committed at that point to Michigan, and I said, I'd love to have that man. And but, you know, it took some time for me to get around to him. I had to hire staff, and I couldn't tell him who his running back coach was, you know. So it took some time getting there. And there was a shakeup in the recruitment. Michigan didn't quite handle it in a way that the prospect would have enjoyed, you know. And so we had an opportunity to sneak in there, and those are wonderful people. Those are people that want for their son to have a great experience, and I believe that Kansas is that. And we need a big back, and the teammates that he met, the Jayhawks, while he was on campus, they told him that too. Hey, we need a big back. So we're going to see if that big back can run.
Coach in the back again.
Yeah, Coach. John Kirby with Rivals.com. I'm curious, how did you find Jordan Medley, and what do you like about him?
Well, there's nothing not to like about him. First of all, his family is just a wonderful group of men and women. I mean, his mom and his dad are the salt of the earth. And I mean, you could just tell that he was a leader, okay? He didn't really go out much, and, you know, yet he was really interested in, obviously, what we had to offer in the experience of our new offensive coordinator, Les Koenig. So, I saw speed, ability to throw it, toughness. I mean, I like him. I like him a lot. It'll be interesting to see how he and where he fits.
Braden Shaw, University of Kansan. Gavin Potter was a guy who originally some people thought he might be going to K-State, Texas Tech, but it wound up at Kansas. Can you kind of explain his recruiting process?
Yeah, that was it was certainly a very competitive recruiting process. I think that there was an attachment on a bunch of different ways to this school. I think DJ Elliott did a great job in recruiting him, and Mike Eckler also, you know, a linebacking coach, you know, stepped in there. So our defensive coordinator and our linebacking coach got active very quickly. I went in the first visit, and so it appeared to me that he was going to have interest. And some of the times, you know, in recruiting, it becomes important that certain guys come. It was important to the Kansas Jayhawks that guy came.
All right, we've got time for two more. Matt first, and then Matt.
Matt Galloway with the Topeka Capital Journal. I'm just wondering, could you speak to your initial impressions of Coach Bowen and Coach Hull, and how their continuity in the system already might have helped in the recruiting process?
Coach Bowen and Coach Hull. Coach Bowen has helped us a ton just from his experience in the perimeter, you know, what was, you know, where we should be, where we shouldn't. It was nice to have a good quality opinion. Coach Hull, you know, has done a great job in recruiting and continued to do that. It was easy to fall alongside guys that, you know, were contributing very significantly to our effort.
You mentioned a couple times he'll play this fall, he'll play for us. I just wonder general philosophy. How open are you to playing guys, freshmen, right away? And is that a wait-and-see thing, or do you?
Yeah, I'm open to improving our team. In other words, I want to play the guy that's the best player at the position. If you think that I want a redshirt or, you know, slow down on a guy that's a great player already, it's not. No, I'm going to get about 3 years with that lad, and I need to get him on the field and get him coached, and let's see how good he can be. Those guys that are going to be really good players that who need to grow up, I can comfortably come alongside a red shirt or slow up their matriculation certainly, but I want to play the best players. I'm not that guy.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Nice visiting with y'all.
Next, we're going to have the assistant coaches come in here. It'll be offense followed by defense. But if